Hey, Mom.
Hey, baby.
This is Theory with an I.
And this is Danny with a Y. And you are tuned in to Eat and Rotten Apples.
Hey.
Hey, guys. We're back. We're
black. Dark. Tan. I wish you could see my butt crack. You would be
Theory.
Like, dang, you guys are dark.
Yeah, well, I'm dark, but I actually wore sunblock.
I didn't.
Yeah. I don't know why. You know what's going to happen to your skin when you get older?
Okay, I'll
it's
going
to look like Mama's. Sorry, Mama's, if you're listening. But I don't think she has the attention span to actually listen to a whole episode.
No.
So she's going to like, hey, Mom. You've eaten rotten apples. She does not have. So yeah, I don't have to ever worry about her listening to it. What was I saying? Oh, but yeah, we are on vacation, and I apologize for missing last week, but we had some technical issues with the weather there, so we couldn't record outside, and it was really loud. Our neighbors were really loud, so we couldn't really record at the hotel. It was crazy, but our intentions were to record.
Mine wasn't.
She did not, and I was like, we still have to work there, and she was like, no, it's my
birthday. And I am not working. Like, if I was working at McDonald's, guess what? I wouldn't be working on my birthday. So that's just how my mind is.
But you don't work at McDonald's. That's the whole point. You're a personnel.
Okay, you just missed the whole
I get what you're trying to say. But yeah, that's crazy. But we did have a lot of fun. Theory actually hung.
Because I'm a partier.
Well, are you a partier?
Well, all last summer I partied.
Well, I know. I mean, you did party a lot last year.
Yeah.
It was hectic. It was like, I was kind of getting concerned. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Theory, like, is this something that you could see yourself doing? And also, don't continuously drink and party so hard, because it's not going to feel the same when you turn 21.
I agree.
But that was a very scary time where you were just constantly drinking.
And partying, staying out till 3, 4 a.m. or not even coming home.
Yeah. I mean, I knew where you were.
Yeah, it's not like I was being like all bad, like getting arrested or like doing hard drugs or like, I wasn't doing anything bad. I was just really just enjoying myself, living my life.
Yeah, like, because you didn't get to do a lot of that in high school.
I didn't, because I was so, like, occupied with school. Like, I was one of those people that are, like, school comes before anything.
Yeah, it's
always
a priority.
Yeah, so when I graduated,
It's my responsibility. That's what I told her when she started going to school. It's her responsibility.
But as soon as I graduated, I was like, oh, yeah, like, this is, like, I'm going to live my life.
Yeah, but it came to a point where your partying got to a point where I knew I had to start mothering you. And that was kind of hard for me, because I raised you to be really responsible. I'm not saying that you wasn't responsible at this point, but it was like you were...
I was just being ruthless.
I wouldn't say ruthless.
But careless.
I would say careless with the amount of alcohol that you were doing. Like, even you came home one day and you were telling me about that time you were in the bathroom with so many people, and it's like, that was when I realized that I had to jump in as a parental figure, and it kind of sucked to have to put that cap on when you didn't really, I didn't want to, because you're a great kid, and I know teens are going to be teens, but I also realized that I needed to step in and be a mom.
A
mom than your friend. And that was where things got a little rocky. There's a lot of times things got rocky, but it was hard because you wasn't used to me always having that mom hat on.
Yeah.
It was, now I'm checking on like where you are, who you're with, what are you doing, what time will you be home, like putting more restrictions on you.
Yeah.
And you were kind of pushing, it's like, you always pushing me to be independent, you're always telling me to do this, and I'm allowed, but it was like I kind of felt like you were taking advantage of the freedom to a point where I was like, okay, now I have to just be mom and no more friend.
Yeah.
A lot of people always ask me, like, how do you do that equal balance? It's like, it's a give and take at all times. Like, if you're willing to do 50% of the work and I'm willing to do 50% of the work, I think, like, if you're listening to me, you're understanding where I'm coming from, and vice versa,
right.
I think it's easier. But when you just put the blinders on, when it's like, oh, party, 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 and you're not understanding that the seriousness of drinking all the time at a developing state, it's like, okay, now I have to step in.
Right. I mean, I was having fun, and it was kind of like all my friends were going to college, and everyone was leaving. So, like, in my head, I wasn't doing it to be, like, trying to take advantage of anything. I was just like, this is, like, the time that, like, this is the last time I'm going to be with the people that I graduated with, which now I don't even speak to half of those people anymore. Mm-hmm. So, like, that summer was like, okay, this is the last time we have with each other for God knows how long. So I wasn't trying to be, like, you know, careless and just like, ha ha ha, like, well, my mom doesn't really care if I don't come home until 2 a.m., 3 a.m., so, you know, I'm gonna just do it. Not thinking, like, it would cause such a turbulence in our, like, relationship, you know? Like, I didn't want you to have to, like, you know, put your pants on and put that cap on. Like, I have to mother you now because you're not, like, listening to me.
It wasn't even the fact that listening to me, I just wanted you to be more cautious of how much you were drinking and how late you were staying out.
Yeah.
And I know when I get upset, it takes me a while to get upset, but when I get upset, it's like I've taken a lot of, like,
let it simmer.
I do. I'm like, okay, I do a little talking. I'm like, Theory, that's mm-hmm. extreme. Theory, do you think that's good? Do you feel good about that situation? Do you feel good about how the outcome came?
Right.
And it was like, you were saying no to so many questions, and then I would be like,
okay. And then I would go do it again the same way.
And then you would do the same thing over and over and over again. I'm like, okay, there's nothing changing from this. So it's, now I'm mad. And now I have to be something that I was, like, 5 years ago. It's like, right. Now babysit you.
Yeah.
Like, now you have to come in at 2. Now you have to come, like, now.
She dropped it to 11.
Yeah, I because you just wasn't.
I mean, yeah.
No, being, like, responsible. Like, I don't mind. And this is another thing that you wasn't taking into consideration. I would stay up until you got home or I got you. And I had to be up at 4:45 to go to work. I worked early in the morning, so I can't rest easy if I know my kid is at a party, partying hard. And they didn't just party. They, half of the time, you guys were all blacking out drunk. There was a time we had to call the ambulance. That wasn't fun at all.
Oh, no, was it?
So the reason why so many restrictions were coming about is because my request wasn't being met, and I wasn't giving out too many. I'm like, okay, she's a kid, she's going to party, you're going to drink, that's fine. As long as you're not drinking and driving, doing hard drugs, doing criminal acts like robbing people or stealing something or hurting somebody.
Yeah.
Those were the only things that I asked, but it was, none of them were being met. So the times were getting stricter and stricter. And it also sucked because you were becoming of age, like, you're now 18.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, now she's a young adult and she's getting her own independence from me.
Yeah.
So it was like, now I felt like I was holding on to these reins, like, trying to control you. And I'm like, okay, this is not working. So we have to come to a mutual understanding of what you need from me and what I need from you. Because when two people are button heads when it comes to one certain situation, and that's partying, and I'm a partier, I get it. I don't put a lot of restrictions on that, but mm-mm. It's like, girl,
calm yourself.
What are you gonna do when you're 21?
And now if I'm gonna drink, it's gonna be wine.
You're such a old lady.
Put that in me, Mom. You instill that in me. I'm not like a vodka, Henny type of drinker. I mean, if you give me a bottle of Casamigos, that's different. I can drink tequila like it's in my blood. But only on occasions, like birthday. Birthdays.
When we were in Puerto Rico, I think I switched to tequila.
I had tequila.
That's probably why I was sleeping on the curb like
that. No, girl, that's probably why you're dancing like that. Let's be real.
My dancing wasn't that bad.
Mom, it was embarrassing. But you were having fun and I was having fun, so I really didn't care.
It was your birthday, turn up. As I'm sitting here, no drinking. I'm not saying no drinking, but it was.
Limit your alcohol. And we're like, you go to the bar? Yep.
But you know what? I was fine. I was doing fine with the vodka and passion fruit. But then it was like that, a fan of the page. We met so many incredible fans when we were in Puerto Rico. And we went to this spot.
In La Placita.
And we ran into a lot of fans at this club. And they were buying shots. I'm not a shot drinker.
I'd rather take shots than drink a drink.
I cannot drink shots. I don't know how to handle my liquor. I turn into like a walking zombie. A walking mess. A whole hot mess. I watched the videos
the
and I
can't hot like, mess express.
I was dancing a lot and apparently I don't know how to shake my butt.
So I was helping her out.
Yeah. But it was the shots. The shots really
You lost all self awareness and everything. You were like,
did I lose self-awareness?
Yeah, my way!
Okay, well,
where Tina are you going? Like, that is the funniest part of the night. We got out of the driver. The driver dropped us off at our resort, and Tina was trying to help my mom, and she was like, you're in my way! And we're like, where are you going? We still have to wait for the shuttle to come pick us up to take us to our hotel room. Like,
well, what happened was, I was tired. It's like she woke me up from a warm little nestle spot. And I think she was trying to sit me down on the bench. And she was in my way to go to the room. That's all I wanted to do. Yeah, that's why I don't drink alcohol. Overall, I did enjoy myself. I had a lot of fun. Give me a different perspective of my relationship with alcohol because I haven't been drinking. So that night was just like an eye opener. Like, oh, maybe this is why you don't like alcohol. Yeah. Like, because I woke up and the first thing I was like, was anybody mad at me? Did I do anything wrong? Did I embarrass myself? And it was like, you wasn't mean, but you did dance like a turkey. And you did ask Tina, like, why are you in my way? And I did push a plate too hard. And that, I was like, oh my God, see, that's three things. Three in a row, I was like, three things. And I fell asleep outside. So that was
embarrassing for me.
That was embarrassing. I don't like getting like that. And I don't want you to have that as an experience with alcohol. And that is the reason why I'm always like, maybe you should pace yourself and maybe you shouldn't.
I mean,
I'm being a hypocrite because I just was in Puerto Rico.
I mean, but you're having fun. It's okay.
I was having fun.
But, and I always pace myself. Like, it takes me, like, a couple hours. Like, because it takes, like, an hour for a drink to sit, like, actually
set in. Yeah, it takes an hour for you.
So, if I have a drink, I drink that drink for that hour. Like, so in the next hour, that will set in, and then I have another drink. So, I don't ever, like, there's one time when I was at my girlfriend's house, and we did shot o'clock every 5 minutes. That
Ooh.
Of tequila. So that was not, you don't do that. I would never do that again. Shot o'clock every 5 minutes. No, shot o'clock every hour and a half. Should
That's
be
not
it.
Fine.
Mm-mm. It was my call.
Of course it was.
Once I'm partying and I'm having fun, I turn to a whole different person.
I know, you were clapping my butt. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. I can't shake it, but I got help.
She's helping me. Yeah, I had to help you. You were, I didn't want you to keep on embarrassing yourself. And there's a whole bunch of people watching her. So I'm just like, oh my God, like, I need to help my mom out. Like, she's shaking her butt and nothing's moving but the bottom of her pants. But the bottom of her pants by her ankles. So let me help her.
Oh God. What I was doing, I was shaking my ankles, but I had no heels on and I had these pants that were kind of snugged against my butt. So I don't know why I was doing that. The stripper in me really came out that night. It was like,
you did
satin to the floor, everybody.
And I was like,
sorry. I apologize. But back to, that's why I don't like alcohol. Alcohol is because I wake up with anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my relationship with alcohol now, is because of how I partied when I was younger, when I would always wake up to a shit ton of messages or somebody mad at me because I did or said something that was inappropriate or wrong or bad. Uh-huh. So I think now we're overly sharing, because I used to overshare my, oh, I overshare still sober. That's
Yeah, I used to overshare. Don't even try that.
But not with intimate things. Like, I'm kind of like a vault when it comes to my personal, my deepest thoughts. Like, you get to see my ugly. Like, rarely anybody gets to see, like, my, I have to clear that up. When I say ugly, it means, like, my saddest moments, my most vulnerable moments, my angry thoughts. So I don't show that side to a lot of people. And but when I was drinking, I would start crying. I'm an emotional person, but everybody doesn't understand that because I have such a tough exterior for some odd reason. But I am a jelly bean. But yeah, I would do that while consuming alcohol. And now as I get older, I get a little tipsy and I have crazy anxiety. Crazy fucking anxiety.
Man, I felt that.
I just don't want you to have that when you get older. Because I don't know if you experience it now.
Not really. Because most of the time I remember everything when I'm drunk. Because I never get to the point where I'm like, don't remember a single thing. Because I remember most. Like, my friends would tell me, like, Theory, oh my God, like, you were funny, or like, I've never had like, just one embarrassing story, which I'm not gonna tell you guys.
There's a few embarrassing stories.
I only, for me,
from a DD driver.
When? What? You can tell me.
No, I mean, for seriously, honestly, you are pretty great when you're.
Yeah, I keep
composure.
Yeah.
But there, it's great that people like you exist, where you guys can keep your composure when you're drinking, because a lot of people can't. I get a funny stance when I have been drinking a lot.
I'm just more social.
Yeah, I get more sexual. I am very sexual when I am drinking. I don't know why I'm that way, but I'm like, let me hump on you. Tina, that's what's great about having my wife there. It's like, okay, I can hump on you. Not in like a dirty, provocative way.
She was humping on her.
I just like to hump on my wife because, one, she's uncomfortable. That sounds awful.
That sounds bad.
It does sound bad, but no, like, she's very shy and she's very timid. So she don't really like all eyes on her. So when I'm dancing on her, people are going to look. And she is like, oh my God, please don't do that. And I'm like, okay, I'll hug you now.
Yeah, I don't get sexual. I mean, I have a lot of sex when I'm drunk.
She plays bumper cars. This is what she told me today. Overly sharing, see?
Mom, okay, I didn't say that to them. I said that to you.
Bumper cars are bumper cars.
Bumper cars are bumper cars. That's, I mean, it's fine. But I do have a lot of sex when I'm drunk, but I don't get like sexual. Like, what you be doing?
What do I be doing?
Humping Tina in the club.
I was dancing. It's called gyrating. You're You act like I was like freak nasty on the floor.
Yeah. I'm like,
ew, I don't make that face.
Yeah, that's what you like. Yeah. I get funny or some, I'll get aggressive real quick. That's one of my bad things though. Like, don't make me, but I feel like that's everyone though, because like, don't make me mad, because I'm such a person that like, when I'm mad, I keep to myself because I hate getting out of character. I feel like that's just like, you don't do that. Like, you don't get out of character for nobody. But when I have a little bit of alcohol in me and you make me mad, I will tell you about yourself. I always want to tell people about themselves, but I just don't
like your muscles.
Yeah, I don't like being confrontational. Except for when I'm
intoxicated. Yeah, that's not a good sign.
That's not good.
I was just watching a content creator and her girlfriend. Her ex-girlfriend, she was talking about her.
I just seen that.
Yeah. I was like, wow, you would never have known. It's like domestic violence within the community of people that consume alcohol is so high. It's crazy alcohol affects that part of your brain where it's like, they're the sweetest people. Or they're nice people. They're not confrontational people. But then when they consume alcohol, they get beer muscles. And then they get very confrontational, very aggressive, very abusive. Some people die that way. Mm-hmm. And people get assaulted by the people that they love. And they're consumed by alcohol. It can get very dangerous. So now that you're aware of that, that you get aggressive when drinking...
Like, I don't, like...
Look for fights.
I don't look for fights at all. But if you, like, make me mad, I won't bite my tongue. Like, I'm not gonna just sit there and hit you. Like, I'm not saying, like, oh, yeah, like, I beat people up or I'm ready to fight when I'm drunk. But I don't bite my tongue. So if you get smart with me, I will get smart back with you. I do that sober, but I try my best not to do that because I don't... Like, that's just, like... not nice. Like, I don't like that. So I'm not confrontational at all. But you get smart with me, I'm gonna get smart with you right back. And that's something that I shouldn't be proud of, but I'm just the truth. You see that on memes though, like you'll see it on Facebook. They'll be like, once I say excuse me, take me out the club. Like, I feel like it's everyone, like not everyone, but I feel like a lot of people let it like get to them.
I don't Come see on, myself Mama. As one of those aggressive drunk people. I have gotten aggressive while being drunk, but I'm not like,
it was brought to you,
it was like continuously brought to me. I try to, because I'm really friendly, I'm friendly with everybody when I'm drunk.
Me too.
But what, baby?
Me too. Which, but I hate, because I'm friendly. I'm not saying I'm not friendly, but I,
yeah, you I'm so up with shy. A new best friend.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm the person that you see at a club that's dancing by herself, and then when she's drunk, she'll be like,
hey, best friend.
Yeah, and hey, and then I'm over, like, all of a sudden, like, dancing with a new girl, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather be friendly than aggressive.
Yeah. I'd rather be friendly than aggressive.
I have been hit during somebody's drunken rage by a friend. Just by being a bystander, trying to resolve some issues that she was having with her significant other. So it's not really great being hit by a person that's blacked out drunk or under the influence, because it's... You wake up that next morning and you're like, okay, do I accept them? Like, okay, well, they were drunk.
No.
Or is it, I mean, because her and I were good associates. We wasn't like the best of friends, but we were good associates. We hung out a whole bunch and we hung out, but like, you hitting me is not, that's not it. And you hit me, oh, like her and I got in two altercations. Waking up with that realization that, okay, you were just hit by somebody that you considered your friend.
It's like, dang, like, hold on.
But, I mean, we're no longer friends. Like, we have no bad blood.
Right, but we're not like that.
I don't call you. I don't invite you to anything.
We're mutual. Not even though.
Yeah, if I see you today or tomorrow, it'll be all up. But it's not like, hey, come to my daughter's graduation or birthday party. I don't even invite you into my home.
Yeah.
I don't invite hardly anybody into my home. You bring certain energies from the outside in, and I don't know who you be hanging out with. I've always been like that. Hardly any of my friends have been in my home because it has nothing to do with them. I trust them and the company that they keep, but my home is my sanctuary, and whatever energy you be bringing up in my home, I don't have time for it. So I'm not one of those come to my house kind of chicks. Never mm-hmm. will be, never have been. But I don't even know how we got to that point, but here we are. But you can't really hit them. Like, what type of person would I be if I just struck a blacked out belligerent person when I'm sober or kind of sober?
Yeah, I see that. Like, I can understand that, but at the same time, like,
don't be putting your hands on me.
Don't be putting your dusty paws on me.
Firm believer, you hit me, I'm gonna hit you back. And it took a lot of restraint from me to not hit her because I know she was drunk. She was already going through something huge. Big ordeal. She wasn't comprehending anything that I was saying, and you know it was towards me at that point. Like, she couldn't get to him anymore, so now it's directed to the only person that's available, to me.
No,
but the friendship did end, which I'm happy because I don't need that kind of shit around me.
Yeah, that bad energy. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Get somebody else to do it.
I'm huge with that. That's why I don't have a lot of close friends today.
Same.
Like, I have friendships that I've had since I was in my teens. Like,
yeah.
I have three groups of friends.
Yeah.
Like, I have three groups of friends. I have my earliest friends, which are 20... going on 20 plus years. Those are, I consider them, you know,
sisters.
They are my sisters. We fight like sisters. I literally just got in an argument with one. But we can do that because we've been in
each other's. It comes out of like love.
It's, yeah, it's never coming from a malicious place.
Yeah.
Then I have these are my sisters too. Like, my second group of friends. We've been friends for 15 plus, some of us is 15, so it's like 10 to 15 years in this one friend group. And then the newest one is you know, my social media friends, which I love them all immensely. They're just really good friends. I compartmentalize my friendships.
Yeah.
And in each of the groups I always have that one friend that I think I'm the closest with, but like I'm close with
always that one person that you're always close with. Also, with your different friend groups, you can only do certain things with each of them.
Yeah, so since they are so large, like my 10 to 15 year old friend group, there's like 8 of us. And there are some of them that I party with. I mean, I party with all of them, but then there's some of them where I
have emotional deep conversations with.
I am very emotionally connected. I can talk to them about literally anything.
Right.
I could show them the most deepest part of myself.
You're ugly.
I do. There are some people, there's probably like 5 people in this world that I show my ugly to. But the rest of them, I always have a great conversation with. Like,
mm-hmm.
we are morally and valuably on the same page. We
right.
all want best for ourselves. We all motivate each other. There are some of them that are closer to in conversation or connection because my friends are very that 10 to 15 year old gap. They're very materialistic, so a lot of them talk about materials
bags.
And clothing and bags, and I'm like, okay, I got this from Shein, so I know I can't but they shop at Shein too, or Aritzia, and
yeah.
Things like that. So we just all have a different dynamic, and I think I have a different friendship with each of them. But
yeah.
as a whole, it's a beautiful family.
Right.
My oldest friendships, we we have more of a childhood understanding. Like, it's, we all were coming out of relationships with our parents, so we will always have that anchor with one another. Like, Aquila was just leaving her mom. I just was leaving my mom. Tiffany was losing her father and didn't have a really great relationship with her mom. So we all
trauma
bonded. We trauma bonded in that type of way, and we all grew, and our children grew up together. Like, yeah. Our kids know one another. And then there's, I mean, it's just, I don't even know how I got on this topic, but it's just like, I do think I pick good people to be in my inner circle.
Right.
But at this point, it's literally just these people. I don't want anybody else in my circle.
Nope.
I'm not looking for new friendships. I'm not looking for, I mean, if something developed with this person that I met
at the bookstore,
I wouldn't stop it. And I'm not like, I'm closed off, but my intent is literally to have the people that I have in my life right now and keep them.
You're content with them.
I am very content. I'm safe with them. This is my family.
Right.
We just were talking about that. That's what I'm going to have. That's my family.
Right.
Because I did create my own family.
Bless up.
I don't think that there was anything that they can see from me that would scare them away, and vice versa. So, and they've all seen me really fucking drunk. That's a keynote. They've all seen me really drunk, and they still loved me anyway.
I've watched my mom pee in Louis Vuitton bag.
Theory, Amaya, Destiny. Why would you say that?
Why would you just put my whole government out there?
Why would you just put that out there?
Because it's true. But we're being real here.
Theory, I never peed in a Louis Vuitton.
She tried to.
That's not funny.
Why is that not funny?
Because it's not funny.
But it's real. It's true. And it was funny the day after.
It was not funny to me the day after.
Why?
Because my kid is telling me that she witnessed me trying to pee in my most expensive bag at the time. Which I did not pee.
You didn't. She didn't.
I did not pee.
I caught her.
That's great. My kid caught me before I peed in my show.
People are, they do things in life. You don't have to be, you're not that perfect mother. We all know that. No mother is perfect.
I'm not perfect, and I never said I was, so
exactly.
That's great.
So don't be ashamed of something that is not that, like, it's okay, girl. Bless up.
Bless up.
None of my friends see my ugly. I don't show anyone my ugly besides my mother, because she's the only person that can actually deal with my ugly. And that's the truth. I don't, no one knows my ugly. I don't want to show people that. It's embarrassing.
Remember the time you hit the wall?
Why is that funny?
Has that memory ever popped up on your Snapchat?
No, Mom, has not yet.
Oh my God. But I remember being like that as a teen.
I didn't know what to do with my anger.
Yeah.
I couldn't control my anger.
It's fine. Not a lot of people at your age know how to control it.
Yeah, so I let it out on my gym door at school in front of 50 students in the gym and during gym class.
While the whole arena was already like uptight because there was just a fist fight. And it was Theory's best friend.
I hate people touch my people that I love.
Yeah, you're a little crazy girl. Crazy girl.
And the girl that I wanted to put my hands on was already left the arena.
It's fine.
So what do? I start cursing everybody out and then I hit the door.
And she fractured her wrist.
It's 10 times. I punched it. I punched that thing hard.
Obviously, you were in a cast.
Could have knocked that girl out. If I hit her, I would have knocked her out. I was so mad. Like, you don't put your hands on people that I love. That's not, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Especially not in front of me. Like, do that behind my back. Don't do it in front of me. And I don't believe ever, don't jump anyone.
Yeah,
ever.
Me neither.
But you touch my person, I'm going to touch you.
Yeah.
Like, you do not do that. Like, Do not do that.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Don't, you can hit me, just know you want to get hit back. But if you hit one of my people
that I love and I care for, like, she is, like, she was like my sister. Like, you don't do that.
Yeah, she was. It's nice that you guys still talk, Karen.
Oh, yeah. That's my girl for life. Oh. Sometimes, like, this is a toxic trait of mine. Sometimes I wish people would, like hit my girlfriend.
Why?
So that I can beat the crap out.
Where are you? I asked you if you need to go to a rage room.
No, I don't.
That's rage, honey.
What? I want someone to test me. Like,
just... What if they beat you up?
No, it's not happening.
And then now your mom has to possibly go get beat up or beat somebody else up.
No, I mean, like, you win some and you lose some. But I just know, like, because people think that I don't stick up for myself. And I want, like, I need, like, I don't want to be like, I do stick up for myself and just show them. But, like, I want y'all to know, like, I'm not someone that you can sit there and mess with.
I know, but you don't have anything to prove to them.
I don't have anything to prove to them.
Or do you so more so want to prove it to yourself that you can?
Prove it to myself.
Yeah.
Because I've been called a punk so many times for not sticking up for myself.
But you do stick up for yourself every day that you show up. And I've seen you stick up for yourself. Oh, it doesn't have to be a physical way. But you stick up for yourself.
Sometimes I want it to be a physical way.
And that's why there's boxing matches. And then that's why there's rage rooms. You don't always have to be physical.
Yeah.
You've stood up for yourself many a times. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be doing the social media anymore. Because everybody bullied you.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God.
Y'all know who y'all are.
But you still stand up.
I'm still sick of it. Yeah, I know. Yourself. I am.
So give yourself a little bit more credit.
I'm not a punk. But maybe I should go to a rage room. I just have anger. I have so much anger built up from, like, just because like I said, I don't like confrontation, so, like, I'll let people pick on me and don't say anything. Yeah, I just let it slide. Like, okay. You can sit there and call me a name and be like, okay, like, I really don't care. And then it's just, like, that one little cherry right on the ice cream, and it's just like,
Oh. Anyway, we do have some great news coming up in the next few weeks that I cannot wait to share with you guys.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so freaking excited.
I'm so freaking pissed.
Don't forget to like, share, and comment.
My name is Theory with an I.
And I am Danny with the Y. And you just eaten rotten apples.
That's my impression of an apple.
I'm gonna get an apple. I had them for breakfast today.